going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I saw this yesterday. The Vatican. They're very upset.
Why?
People are taking selfies with the Pope's body.
No, they aren't.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
The Vatican's very upset
no,
about it.
No, yeah, why would very. They do that?
I don't know.
That is disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the pictures this morning. Yeah. And they're smiling, got the camera up. There's like three or four people in the shot. And in the very background of the shot, you see the body of the Pope.
That's so morbid.
It is so awful. God.
But it's kind of expected in this day and age.
Everybody
has
to capture
a moment. I don't know.
Everybody has to capture a moment. It's the Pope. I think I would.
I wouldn't. Not with a dead body.
Maybe just take a picture of the church or something.
I don't know. But the Vatican very upset about it.
Although I did take a picture, remember, of Nundies of when I was in Rome.
The Nundy. Oh, yeah. Hanging on the line.
Yeah. Yeah, so when we were touring, and there was a little bitty window, and I could see the Nundies hanging on a line.
Yeah.
And I did take pictures. That probably wasn't right.
No, it's probably not, but it's funny.
It was funny.
You know, there's nothing funny about the Pope's body.
No.
So I kind of get the Nundies.
Okay.
I did see also that they didn't embalm him.
Oh, they
did you know that? No. They didn't embalm the Pope. Oof. Instead, his casket, that wooden casket you see, is lined and filled with zinc to keep him from smelling.
Nice. That's good.
I did a lot of Vatican reading yesterday.
Well, by the way, that's his personal pick for his what his body was going to lay in state. Because they said that usually a lot of the popes get something more ornate and you know, all sparkly and stuff, but he just wanted a wooden box.
Yeah, and I don't think he's being buried where most of the popes are.
Oh, really?
I think he picked a different location, and it's like 4 miles from the Vatican.
Really? Yeah. I heard Broomfield.
Now it's okay to make a joke about the Pope being dead?
I'm just saying. That's where I heard he's going to be laid to rest.
He's going to be in Broomfield. So we're going to be able to go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's
I'll
what
see
I
you there.
Did you guys hear Broomfield?
Yeah. I heard Broomfield.
Yeah, we all heard Broomfield.
Oh, stop it. I'm being serious.
It's right off I-25, man.
Yeah. This is real Vatican
news.
It's
next to the tree farm.
Yeah.
You take I-25.
Uber.
All right, sorry, what?
Threatening to leave Colorado.
Yeah, well, we still have Lyft.
I don't blame them.
We still have Lyft, so that's fine.
Yeah, I don't blame them, though. I think
I
that they're making a good
on.
Call. I'm
going
to play you the news story here because I don't really know either.
All right.
I'll be honest. It's a little convoluted for me. All right, here we go.
The largest rideshare company in the U.S. says a new bill making its way through the legislature could force them to end Uber in Colorado. Our partners at Colorado Politics say that that bill would require background checks from drivers every 6 months. It would also ban...
So far, not too
bad. Listen, I think they should have background checks every 6 months.
So far, not bad, right? Okay.
It would also ban hiring of people convicted of certain crimes.
Okay.
I like it. 2-0, right? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Domestic violence. Companies would also be required to investigate complaints about drivers within 72 hours.
I like all of this.
All right. So far.
Wait, what do they have to hide?
It's coming.
The vice president of Uber sent a letter to the legislature saying the bill's goal of safety is a shared goal, but things like mandated audio and video recordings is demanding the impossible.
There you go. That's the one they're hung up on. They do not want to do video and recording, audio recording of every ride share that comes along.
Well, I think it's a good idea, and then they save it for 72 hours. Whatever. I've had some pretty iffy people.
Well, and it saves, like, the driver. The driver's more safe, and so are the passengers.
Yeah, everybody is, because you used to drive for them.
Exactly.
So I'm sure,
I would definitely want everything recorded.
I'm sure you felt like it was a little shady sometimes.
Especially when people are drunk.
Shared goal. But things like mandated audio and video recordings is demanding the impossible. The bill passed the House earlier this month and is under consideration
Senate. They do make a point in the story, when you read the story, they do make a point that None of this stuff that they're talking about is required for taxis. And that's kind of got them upset. Like, well, okay, yeah, why are you picking on us?
But I think taxi drivers are really well vetted. I mean,
I'm just saying the recordings and all that stuff is not required by taxi companies.
Gotcha.
And they're saying that if they're going to have to abide by these rules, everyone should. If you pick up passengers, no matter if you're a taxi, limo, whatever, everybody should play by the same rules. That's what has them upset.
But to me, I feel like the taxi driver is like, you know, a full-time employee, and you have a social security number, and you have all this stuff on him. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been driven by people that aren't the driver.
I've had to relook,
and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this guy is not the right guy.
Okay. How many times has Carson picked you up? If he came along driving, I think it's shady.
It's really shady.
If he pulled up at my house, I'd be like, "Nah, I'm not getting in."
Well, right, man,
because his toupee is crooked.
Right, and he's wearing an Abs jersey.
Yeah,
with
that
Landeskog guy on the back.
Well, you know, it's weird because you don't know what to do, because the one last driver I had, it was like, I don't know, he doesn't look like this person. And I'm like, but you don't want to cause a problem if they are that person.
Well, and we've heard some stories about people actually using other people's
identity. Cars,
And cars to actually go.
Yeah, I think that this whole threat they're making with Uber, they're not going anywhere.
Oh,
yeah. I don't think they
I
are.
Don't.
It's
no, I have
threat,
no idea.
But they're not going to do it.
Well, I have a feeling legislation will back down. That'll be the bummer part.
Yeah, I don't know if they will, though. I think this thing's going to go through, Jamie. I really do. Because,
BJ,
you've got Lyft. You've got Lyft. You've got taxis. You've got all this other. I don't think they really care.
I don't know.
I think they're going to apply these rules because of safety. I don't think they're going to back down. We'll see what happens. I don't think Uber will leave, though. It's too much money, man. Everybody uses them.
Yeah,
you know.
Although I don't even have their app on here. I only have Lyft.
Yeah, I only use Lyft most of the time.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Big NFL draft tonight. A lot of people fired up for that. The Nuggets, they play in Los Angeles tonight. Lots going on.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.